we're listening to the public hearing here. We're listening to the application, and we're making a recommendation to the county commissioners. But the true vote is going to be March 17th, Tuesday, 2026. So whoever's showing up here to speak, that's when your voice will be can be heard again, just as the applicant will be able to speak to the county commissioners. So March 17th, 2026. Applicant, want to come back up?
Yeah, so I'll try to address a couple comments, but I'll keep it short. I know some of you guys know me. Just to clarify some of the comments in the crowd, I'm not a corporation. We're not some big company, just evil developers all about the money. I live here, sleep here, eat here like the rest of you guys. This is my home. I've been here longer than most people in the audience. You guys know my partners. They've lived here their whole lives. The property owner has lived here not his whole life, but is a local. Everyone knows him, too. We're committed to this community. We're not trying to do anything. I'm sensitive to that as a developer. Their concerns are valid. I understand their concerns. If I were trying to put in something that was completely out of the ordinary or completely wildly different than its surrounding area, that would make sense and why they would be upset. The goal here is to convert the property to simply what is surrounding its current, the use that surrounds the property now. So going back to my earlier comment, what Big Bear is there right now, everything to the right-hand side, everything you see there cannot be accomplished in R1 today, even though they're zoned R1. If I could do what they all did in R1, then I wouldn't have to be here. If the zoning code had not changed and I could do what they all got the benefit of on my property, then I wouldn't have to seek a zoning request to R3. It's simply because we have a density requirement. So, for example, the lot size you get away with in R1 today is, I believe, 80 by 100 feet lot. That doesn't exist anymore. You go in the city of Branson, that doesn't exist. You go to other development or other counties elsewhere, the minimum lot requirement, 80 by 8,000 square feet lots, that is massive for a lot size today. And so I get their concerns. They're valid. However, all I'm seeking is to do with this property what is consistent with the surrounding use, what they're doing with their property. As far as the utilities go, I can understand the confusion there, too. Part of the reason why they don't have sewer, the reason I'll be able to get sewer from Taney County Sewer is because I'll have to pay for the extension. You guys know how that works. Developers end up bearing the brunt of the cost to do it. So I'd be in the same boat as a homeowner if I wanted to join the sewer, and I call Brad. Brad will say, sure, I'll hook you up. You're going to pay for the extension to get to me. And that's how it'll work here, is I'll have to pay to connect to his system. So it would not be a financial burden on the county. And I know you guys hear a lot of complaints about traffic and all that stuff. And I'm not saying it's not a legitimate concern, but roads are meant to be traveled on. And 10 units in this area, if you look at the surrounding use, the density I'm seeking is no more dense than anything around it. So that's all I'd say.
So any questions for the applicant? So, Cody, based on the 8,000 square feet, then they could do 5 homes in R1. Is that right? Am I doing the math right?
They could do, yeah, 5 to 6-ish. Yeah. But George had a good point. It is grandfather surveyed in at a higher density than that. So
that was going to be my next question. If it was a minor subdivision surveyed before the zoning changes, then he's got 13 lots.
Yes, he does. He'd have to reconfigure them. When I discussed this with him, I didn't know the scope of the buildings and what they're going to look like. So I kind of led him down this path.
Okay.
So I still think it's the best path.
So he doesn't
if you want to allow it.
It won't be the best path if he doesn't get hit by a train. Somebody comes in and builds a dorm on him or whatever. So he'd have to reconfigure it. Now we're back down to like 5 lots.
No.
If his grandfather, it'd be 13 lots.
I don't know what it looks like. It's 13 lots right now.
Yeah. If grandfathered in, it's 13
lots. He could get creative. I don't know what he could come up with. I don't know exactly the dimensions and how he's building because I don't have a site plan. But
does he have to rezone it to reconfigure it so that it gets less lots? Right now, he could put 13 built structures on that subdivision.
Yes.
And he may want to do something different and only have 10.
Right.
So he could reconfigure it.
Or take two lots and build one on it, mm-hmm. right? Not reconfigure the lots, but
do amended plat.
Yeah, and he can do that on R1.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to build 10 houses in an R1, he can reconfigure what he's got.
He could.
Why are we here?
I think he's trying to bring it all together to do what's best for the development. Like I said, me and him didn't have a long enough discussion. That's obvious to understand the pure scope of what he was wanting to do.
Well, go ahead.
I can answer. The reason why I'm here is because I'll be honest. I didn't know it had. I did not know that it was already platted with 13 lots. That's the truth. I just didn't know. So
you didn't get a plat when you purchased it?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm not actually the landowner, so I'm representing the landowner. The landowner, he clearly did not know because he didn't tell me. And I don't know how long some of these plats are from 1911, so
yeah.
I have not seen. They don't sometimes, so it doesn't show up unless you do a full title search. So, to answer your question, no, I did not.
I think the deal, to at least frame the conversation from my perspective. Cody, could you put back up the zoning layer of that area? To me, I just don't see how you can justify anything but R1 in looking at that area. And when we were, whenever we consider anything, we consider what's really adjacent to what a landowner is trying to rezone or do a conditional use permit. So, R3 is a big jump from R1. And again, once it's zoned R3, that really opens the door of what can happen to that property. Literally, somebody could buy it after building 10 homes and scrape it and put a 5 or 6 story building on it. So, sir, we're past public hearing, okay? I think this is beneficial in that you've learned something, the community's learned something, and ultimately it's up to the county commission. So I believe for us is, do we have enough information for what's been put before us to approve or deny? And again, we always make a motion in the affirmative and vote it up or down. And I have a special motion to read, but do we have enough before us to make a motion, second, and put it to a vote, and then let the county commission do what they do? And that gives you time to look into what's going on, and everyone in the community would know the next go-around for that. So anyone up to putting a motion out there again vote it up or down?
I'm going to make sure they understand that I have to make it this way. I'm going to buy a shoe.
Yeah.
So I would make a motion that we leave it at R1.
Well, then that would be denying the application. We want to. The motion needs to be in the affirmative.
I make a motion that we allow them to.
And the reason why we do that is we have to vote up or down the motion. So so that's why we have to, the motion needs to be for it, and then we'll vote yes or no on the motion. And there's a specific motion I need to read. So we've got a motion to accept as presented the application. Do we have a second? Okay, we've got a motion and a second. You've got that? So I'm going to read the specific motion. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2026-003 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps for KJ Hotel Properties, LLC, for the proposed new lot located at 727 Clevenger Cove, Hollister, Missouri, part of parcel 18-7.0-35-004-031-001.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to R3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
So the motion has been denied that was presented. So, but it gives you time to do your thing, and then everyone here in the community, again, you're more than welcome to come back for the public hearing on the 17th. And you don't have to hang out for the rest of the meeting if you guys want to venture out. So do you understand what happened? Everybody good?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
He always gets me. He knows exactly what he needs.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it over.
People go on.
Yep.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Do we want to shut that door? Or?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move now. Now we have two conditional use permits. The first one up is 2026-003, conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit.
Okay. Russell and Renee Stoneburner, subject property is 186 Candle Drive, Branson, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 22, Township 23, Range 21, request. The Stoneburners are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit located at 186 Candle Drive, Branson, Missouri, parcel number 08-5.0-22-000-000-034.001. The property is currently zoned RR1 Single Family Rural Residential District. As per the assessor, the lot is 2.7 acres in size with a single family home located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and on-site septic for wastewater. Access to the property is off Candle Drive. So the well and the septic will need to be approved through my office. We'll need to make sure that I think there used to be a home on this parcel in this location, and it's set abandoned, and that house has been removed. So the septic will have to make sure it is up to code, and we'll have to make sure they got their own water also. So I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. And with that, I'm going to give you a little idea of where it's at.